神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Once again, we are together, and we are going on speaking to our youth about suicide and how to have a happier lifestyle.
我们这次的节目时间，我们要一起再来谈关于年轻人他们的自杀，还有怎么样可以改善，让他们可以过着快乐的生活。
I spoke to you at length about the problem of suicide and to recognize it and how to try to help another person who may be thinking about it. And then the last program, I began to talk to you about living a happier lifestyle by asserting yourselves.
我曾经谈了一些关于年轻人自杀的那种倾向、意念，或者是怎么样来帮助年轻人自杀的危机，来识别他们有这种自杀的念头。那现在呢，我们已经进到一个范围，就是谈到对于这个想要有自杀念头的人，怎么样来改变我们自己。那首先我提到，我们要多一点的对自己的表达跟肯定。
Now I want to talk to you about making boundaries for yourself.
接下来我要谈到的是对我们自己立下一个规范，一个范围。
You know, do you really value yourself?
你真的对自己有评价一些价值吗？
You must really respect and value your own life to be able to begin to control it with the help of God.
你先要对自己的生命有一些价值的认知之后呢，你借着神的帮助就可以帮助你来管理你自己。
Maybe you're in the late teens or the early 20s, and there are in your home environment, you have maybe brothers, sisters, and they do not respect your personal things.
或许在你的家庭环境里面，你现在正在这个十几二十岁的时候呢，你家里有一些兄弟姐妹，你发现他们不尊重你。
Now, those are concrete things, things that you value, you don't want anybody to touch. That's when you ought to be able to say, this is as far as you go, I do not want you to touch these things that are mine.
那对于你不被尊重的那些范围呢，你可以开始来表达你的立场。比如说有些东西呢，你可以跟他们说，这些东西我不要你来碰，也不要你来看。
Now, that's not being selfish at that age. It's being assertive to the fact that I am a person, I have value, and I need to be respected, and I will respect you.
这个不是说呢，我是很自私的，不分享，不是这个意思，而是说我开始要来表白我自己，让对方知道说呢，我有我的人格，我有我的隐私，那请你尊重我，我有我自己的这种价值，所以呢，请你尊重我，然后呢，来尊重我的所拥有的东西。
Even with your friends, there are some friends that you don't want to have any part of your things. There's others that you may like to share them with. There you must make your boundary of telling them, please don't bother my things.
即使是朋友，也有不同的这种层次的朋友。有的朋友呢，你很愿意跟他分享一些隐私的东西，但是对于有一些朋友呢，你还是要跟他表白说呢，我这个不便跟你分享。
I remember when I was in college.
记得我大学的时候
I believe it was her last year of high school. I'm not sure, but I was in a boarding school.
应该是我在高中的最后一年，那个时候我在学校住宿。
It was back in the days when you had to wash your clothes and then had to starch them and then had to iron them, which took a lot of work.
那在学校住宿呢，所有的一切工作都要自己做，比如说呢，我要洗自己的衣服，还要上浆，还要去烫它。
One day, I was looking for this particular dress to wear.
有一天呢，当我想找一套我自己的衣服要穿的时候，
And I looked around, and finally I found it somewhere all balled up in a, like a ball.
我竟然看到我这套要穿的衣服被拿下来放在某一个角落，而且呢，弄得非常的皱。
And I could see that my roommate had wore that dress and had just rolled it up and threw it down.
看到这个衣服呢被卷在那里，弄得非常的皱，那我就可以发现原来是我的室友把它拿去穿，然后呢穿完了就把它放在角落了。
She had never asked me if she could wear it.
她也没有问我说可不可以穿。
So therefore, I could see that she didn't have respect for me.And my things.
这个表示说那不尊重我，而且呢不尊重我的东西。
And this is where you must take a stand many times in your young life.
这种时候呢，在你年轻的时候，你就要懂得怎么样要站出你的立场。
Now let's look at something else. Do you have any values? Anything that you really feel is right, and you don't want to do anything that is wrong?
你想一想你自己有没有那种自己的那种价值系统，你认为说这个是这样做才对，而且我不愿意做错的。
That's why you must think through and think to yourself, what are my values? What is the right thing to do? What are some of the things I need to keep away from?
那这个自己的这种价值重点呢，自己要把它想清楚，什么我要坚持不做的，什么我要坚持要做的，我一定要持守它。
Maybe you might say, well, I value my reputation.
比如说呢，我觉得对这种名誉的价值我很重视。
So therefore, if you value it, you're going to have to take care of it.
如果你对他很重视，那你就要去保护你自己的名誉。
And so this is the kind of thing that I mean.
这是我的意思。
You want to live a life where the things that you do is really honest, the things you do is really right in what you do.
比如说，你觉得呢，你很想做一个诚实的人，那你就好好的持守这个诚实去做事情。
But first you must understand what is right, what is best for my life, what is best for my future.
那当然你首先要认知的就是说呢，到底什么是对，什么是错，分别这个对错，然后呢对我什么样是最好的。
I'm afraid many young people don't even think about this.
我恐怕很多年轻人都不思考这些问题了。
And then when troubles come, or they get themselves into a conflicting position, they wonder why they're there.
那当问题来的时候呢，已经陷到一个这种麻烦里面的时候呢，自己就想说，怎么会这么莫名其妙的变成这样子呢？
It's because you haven't thought through your values. You haven't made boundaries in your life.
因为你从来没有想过到底你注重的是什么，你的重点，你的价值观在哪里，所以呢，你从来就没有为自己设立一个立场来保护它。
So you see then, you need to recognize, now here I am, a young woman or a young man, what will I do with my sexual life?
比如说呢，我是一个年轻人，不管是男或女呢，我对于这个性方面的价值观在哪里，我该怎么样来看这个价值？
In this day, we see that there is so much looseness with this, that where are you getting your values from?
今天我们对这个性的看法或这种行为呢，已经太松懈了。那到底你的性的这种价值观从哪里来呢？
In the movies and on the television, you see men and women, young people living together and living together as if they were husband and wife.
比如说呢，你从这个影片上就看到有一些没有结婚的男女，他们就像夫妻一样，就这样同居在一起。
You watch this so much until it.Becomes a reality that this isn't wrong. This is just life today.
因为你这种同居呢，看得习以为常了，看得太多了，所以呢，你就想说呢，今天的这种正常情况就是同居。
You know, many girls feel that to be popular, they must allow the young man to have his way with them.
有时候女孩子想说我要受欢迎就要容许男人呢不管对我做什么都可以。
Or as a young man, if you don't show them some sexual attention, then they feel like, well, maybe you're not a he-man. You're not the kind of man they want.
身为一个男孩子或许想说呢如果我不让对方知道我有这种能力的话等一下把我看成是一个懦弱的人。
You might say, well, what's wrong with this kind of thing?
那这样又怎么样呢有什么错吗
It's really not healthy mentally.
那事实上呢在你的心思里面你的身心里面呢是不健康的
There are great dangers of disease physically
特别是在你的身体上会患病
And it leaves your inner man, your spirit, very empty
而且你的里面的心灵也是会更空虚
Then when troubles come, you don't know which way to look because your life is really very empty
等到问题来的时候你不晓得该转向哪一个方向因为你里面什么都没有
We think sometimes because everyone's doing it's right No, that's not true
不要以为大家做的都一定是对的这个不是事实
That's why I'm saying make boundaries in your life
那就是为什么我告诉你给自己呢立一个规范
So you can find a man that respects you
这样的话你就发现别人就会尊重你
In my life as I have watched down through the years I have found one thing that I feel like many times people don't understand.
那有一件事情我观察很久了，我发现呢，是很多人一直不明白的。
When a man comes in and you live together with them, you have that sexual thing, you may live together quite a while together, but afterwards he can leave you easy, or you can leave him easy.
那这件事情呢就是呢当男女双方很容易的就这样住在一起同居的时候呢彼此也很容易的可以分开
So the stability of marriage and the security of marriage is what helps the mental health many times
婚姻的精神还有婚姻本身的它的安全感呢就是会帮助建造我们每一个人的身心健全
I know a case where the couple lived together for over 30 years and suddenly he's decided, well, we're not married, I'm going to get another wife.
我看过一件很真实的一个经历就是有两个男女呢两个人已经同居了三十几年竟然有一天其中的一个说呢我要离开了。
I think that you have to realize I need to be a person that people will respect.
所以你必须要确认一件事情我要活出可以让人家尊重我的这样的一个生活我是要成为一个人家尊重我的人
I don't want every boy to think I'm an easy touch
所以我不能让所有的男孩子都认为好像我是很随便可以被对待的
So then you need to find some boundaries
那这样的话你就要立下自己的规范
Making your own of course
你有你自己的规范
Decide onWho can touch you and how far they can go touching you.
比如说呢你要有一个原则谁呢才可以碰我还有呢到底呢他要跟我靠近到什么地步之内呢才可以。
You can have some very clean, healthy relationships with young men or young women.
男女交朋友可以有很纯洁的一种关系。
There, right from the start, you can tell them,My answer is no.
一开始就让对方知道在某一个这种尺寸里面呢你是要拒绝的。
And you can touch me no further than this.
而且呢在这个之外呢就不可以再碰我了。
And you see, in doing this, right from the beginning, you sort of cut it and they realize that this is your principles.
所以一开始就要表白清楚你的立场然后让他知道说这是你的原则。
Then you can learn how to have good times of good conversation, pleasant places that you can go, things that you can enjoy together, and you will recognize it doesn't take this sexual thing to make a good relationship.
两个人交朋友把规范立好之后呢你们可以享受你们彼此的那种很甜蜜的很有默契的彼此的交谈沟通分享或者是分担不一定要进入这种肉体的这种性行为。
Because actually, once you get sexually active, you no longer can build a relationship.
当你一进入肉体的行为的时候呢，你就不再能够建立两者的关系了。
Because instead of being able to know each other, be able to understand each other, it's the sexual thing that grabs hold and takes the time that you would use for building relationships.
一进入这种肉体的性关系的时候呢，两个人的交往就只有在这里面缠绕，不再有什么彼此的交通交流或者是彼此的认识了，因为呢也由这样的一个行为呢会占据你很多的需要还有你的时间。
If you have one of those boys that is very forceful, or maybe even a girl that is constantly pushing herself, let them know that, listen, if you don't stop this behavior, I'm leaving.
不管是男是女，如果呢你碰到对方都是很强烈 的需求，或者是有一种勉强的啊这样的倾向的话，那你要赶快表明立场，说呢不能再这样子。
Oh, you say girls don't do that kind of thing.
那或许你说女孩子怎么会那么主动呢？
I was on a train in Taiwan.
在台湾，我曾经在火车上面。
There was a young man and a young girl. There was only one seat.
有一个女孩子，然后呢，刚好呢，她上车的时候只有一个位置。
And during the trip that we were making to go to our station, that girl pushed herself unmercifully on that boy.
那就在这个位置上面呢，这个女孩子呢，把自己就塞在这个男孩子的旁边。
She would sit on his knee. She would have that sort of longing and desire look in her face.
更进一步的坐到她的膝盖上面，你可以看得出来，这个女孩子呢一直在表达她的需要。
He seemed a bit disturbed, a bit ashamed of what was happening.
一开始这个男孩子非常的觉得不好意思。
Finally, he got up and let her sit down.
所以呢，他就只好站起来让这个女孩子自己坐。
But it was so obvious how she was pushing herself on him.
所以你可以很清楚的看到这个女孩子很主动的把自己推向这个男孩子。
These are people whose life is out of control.
那他是一个自己没有办法控制自己的人。
I understand that you're lonesome sometimes. You feel no one loves you. And maybe if you had this boyfriend and girlfriend, they would love you.
有时候呢，我知道年轻人会有一种落寞感，一种寂寞感，或许都感觉好像没有人来喜欢我。如果有个男朋友或女朋友，或许就证明说有人喜欢我。
But I cannot tell you how many have come for counseling right in Taiwan when they had given themselves to a man or maybe even to a woman, but they dropped them. The couple then just split up.And the girl, most of the times it was girls that came. They were devastated.
我没有办法来向你形容我接触过多少例子，特别是女孩子，那告诉我说，他们一开始很容易的就这样在一起，但是呢，到后来就被抛弃了。
What were they going to do without this love that they thought was so real?
那本来以为这个是很真实的爱，这样子一来怎么办呢？
You see, there's many dangers.In this kind of activity.
所以这样子的一个范围呢是很危险的。
Now let's turn to decisions.
我们马上又转到这个决策决定的这个方面。
You know, you need to listen to the advice of others.
你需要听别人给你的意见。
It doesn't mean that you must always accept their advice.
你听，但是呢，不一定全部都接受别人的意见。
But you should listen to their advice, think about what you are thinking about, being able to have a judgment there, and then make your own decisions.
你听了，然后你也参考了，然后你想想自己的想法之后呢，做一个彼此的一个协调之后，一个评估之后呢，你要做你自己的决定。
Decision making is actually strength.
当你要做一个决定的时候呢，是需要能力的。
I know of those who have had been very strong, made their decisions, but when they get older, they get weaker and weaker, and in their older age, they just can't make decisions because of the weakness.
有的人生性呢是很容易做决定，做决定的能力很强，但是呢，年纪一大，越来可能就越难去做任何的决策。
So as you make and learn how to listen to others, make judgments, understand about what the results may be. You make your decision whether it was a good or a bad one.
最好的是你能够听一些别人的意见之后，还是要你自己的想法。不管你做的意见的结果是好或不好呢，你都能够做决定。
Another thing is that you need to be alone sometimes, or with a friend that you can sit quietly with, because you need to think, meditate, and understand yourself.
另一方面，你需要有一种独处的时候，即使有好朋友跟你在一起，也要让你可以安静的时候，好让你可以自行自己稍微有一些默想，而且呢，检查一下自己。
Now, we have talked about these boundaries and these things that you count as value in your life.
我们谈到的就是呢，你要有一些价值感的一些注重的一个规范。
And particularly in the sexual area.
我们也谈到你的性行为方面的原则。
What do you do when they don't respect your values?
那像这一些呢，如果对方不尊重你怎么办？
How do you handle that?
你怎么去处理呢？
Well, you can say no. It's not wrong to say no.
你可以拒绝，你有权利拒绝。
You can look at them and say, don't touch me.
你可以说，请你不要碰我。
You can say,Stop that behavior, or you may get up and leave the room.
你也可以请对方停止，而且呢，你也可以离开。
Screen your phone calls. If this person is constantly bothering you, don't return the phone calls.
如果对方总是用电话在干扰你的话，那你就拒绝接这样的电话。
But maybe there's some other boundaries that others cross over. Maybe you just have to say to them, listen,I don't think we can really be friends because our values are different. We don't understand each other. So maybe it's better that we're not friends.
其他方面，如果在交朋友方面有这样的一个不同的价值观点的话，那你应该要拒绝这样的友谊，跟对方解释说，我想我们没有办法，我们志不同道不合，没有办法在一起。
Now, there are going to be times when you feel frightened or scared and you feel very anxious.
有时候呢，你也会掉入这种很害怕或者是焦虑的一个情况。
The best cure for this is to begin to speak positive about yourself and about what you have in your thinking.
如果你在焦虑跟恐惧中的话，最好的方法就是调整你的想法，让它转成乐观的。
You see,This may be hard for you because you may be a person who always has the bad thoughts are the first thing that comes to your mind.
或许你是那个一开始想就是想不好的那一面的人，所以对你来讲要想乐观那一方面，想积极的呢，可能很困难。
Maybe you can even begin to write down some positive thoughts that you can awaken yourself to this kind of thinking.
不然就开始用写的吧，把它写下来，写出一些比较积极的那几项，然后呢，来转变你自己的想法。
Let me give you some examples of what I've been speaking about.
我来给你一些例子。
You come up to something and you almost feel like, oh no, not this. I can't handle it.
到一个地步呢，你碰到一个问题，然后你说呢，我已经没有办法处理了，我已经没有办法了。
But you're going to have to turn your thinking and be able to say, I can handle this.
那这个想法一来，马上就转你的想法说，可以，我一定可以去面对。
Maybe when you feel scared, you might say, I am scared, but I can get through this.
当你害怕的时候，你说呢，我是很害怕，但是呢，这一定会过去的。
You might say,I'm not going to worry about what other thinks. I'm going to do my very best, and what they think, I can't help.
比如说呢，你在焦虑的时候，你就说呢，我不再在意别人怎么想我了，我根本关心不了了，我就尽我所能的尽力去做，那别人怎么想，我就没有办法管了。
Sometimes a thought may come, people only love me to use me.
有时候你就想说，别人呢，根本不爱我，只是要利用我而已。
But get that out of your mind and begin to think people love me for who I am.
但是你可以转变自己的想法说呢，别人呢，他是因为欣赏我，爱我，因为我是这样的人，所以他们爱我。
Sometimes you get this feeling nobody really cares about you, but that's not true. You have people who do care about you.
很多时候你会很自怜的说，根本没有人关心我。事实上你想一想，那是真实的吗？不是，有些人还是很关心你的。
Sometimes you have bad feelings and bad days.
有时候你有一些日子呢比较低谷比较不好的感受。
And if you can just say to yourself, I'll be okay, this is just a feeling, it'll go away.
告诉自己说呢这只是今天的感受呢这个会过去的以后就会好一点。
And when you're going through some things, realize you are just as good as anyone else. And so you can say to yourself, others have gone through this, I can too.
所以当你在一个低潮里面的话告诉你自己说呢我跟别人一样如果别人过得了我也是过得去。
Now, sometimes at the basis of all of this is our own self-esteem or our own what we think about ourselves.
之所以有这一些消极的想法呢是因为呢我们基本上在潜意识里面有一个很低的自我价值感。
So,How can I build my self-esteem, you say?
那我怎么样来提升我自己的价值感呢?
One of the big things is don't worry so much about what other people think.
首先不要担心别人怎么想我。
We do not have to live up to everybody's expectations.
我们不需要为别人的期待而活。
Just question yourself, what are my basic worth?As a human being, what am I really worth?
好好的给自己一个反省，想一想说，到底我这个人呢，活在世上，我的价值在哪里？
Now we're not talking about what you can or have achieved.
我讲的价值不是说你能做什么，你有能力，有什么成就。
That is not our worth.
这个绝对不是你的价值所在。
But as a human being, I have gifts and maybe I have talents, or at least I have desires to do something. That is your worth. You know that you really have a value within you.
我所谓的为人的价值呢，是说呢，天赋你有一些条件能力或者是才干或一些优点那这些呢会提供给你去做一些什么事情这是你自己的一个价值
Stop blaming yourself when things go wrong in your life
当事情有一些出错的时候呢不要老是去责备你自己
You see, this is where depression is very strong
不然的话你会掉进这种沮丧忧郁里面
and that's why many young people commit suicide
那就是为什么很多年轻人会想要自杀
they're worried about what people think and what they think they accomplished or they feel they don't really have any worth because they haven't accomplished anything they blame themselves because they didn't accomplish anything this is a false premise
我总是觉得好像别人看我很没有成就所以他们不肯定我还是说呢我因为没有成就就觉得自己很没有价值感还是说呢因为我没有成就就常常呢会责怪自己这些都是错误的想法
Don't compare yourself to others
不要跟别人比较
And this, give yourself permission to fail
容许你自己可以失败
It's impossible to live your life without some type of failure.
你知道吗？人活着是不可能不失败的。
And failure, if you take it right, is a stepping stone to success.
如果你把失败看得正确的话，是一个成功的踏脚石。
Just keep being yourself.
就是呢，成为很真实的你自己。
Give yourself credit.For the little things that you can do.
多给自己一些奖励，如果做了一些事情，给自己一些奖励。
Acknowledge your talent, your natural talents that you may have.
去找出来，或者是承认说你自己有一些你的才干，你的能力。
Treat yourself like you are a worthwhile person.
好好的对待你自己，像一个有价值的人。
If you don't,Others will not treat you as a worthwhile person.
如果你不这样子对待你自己的话，别人也不会尊敬，也不会这样对待你。
I challenge you, young people.
年轻人，我要给你一个挑战。
To allow yourself the ability to grow and to be something.
容许你自己的能力去发挥，而且呢，能够有一些成效。
And there's one that always can help you.
记得，总是有一位愿意帮助你的。
And that is Jesus, the Christ, the Lord.
那就是耶稣基督，你生命的主。
恕我新曲这个节目
是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。